And welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. This podcast will be part five of the coming alien deception. On part five, primarily what we'll be dealing with pharmakia, psychedelic drugs, and alien encounters. Let's go to the scriptures first. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 9, and we're going to look at verse 20 through 21. And it says, "But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of their works of their hands, that they should not worship demons, idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immoralities or their thefts." So primarily on this, we really want to focus on verse 21. Verse 20, it says that they should not worship demons. We've already explained the outset of this series how these extraterrestrials or these aliens are in reality demons in disguise that are here to lead mankind astray from the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. We've also gone over in past episodes in regards to this subject topic where people are having these alien encounters. One of the things that stops these alien encounters in their tracks is when people use the name of Jesus, and these quote-unquote alien encounters eventually end up coming to a stop. They cease because people acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, and this kind of shows you that these are definitely demonic spirits, because when that name is used, that's the only name. You can use Buddha, you can use Muhammad, you can try to use all these other names, and these quote-unquote extraterrestrials don't respond. So these are beings that are not coming from a far-off galaxy. Even secular scholars who research and study the subject of unidentified flying objects, and also to these alien encounters, acknowledge that these are multidimensional beings that come into our dimension and are deceivers. So when we look at verse 20, it says that they worship demons. So I really believe that definitely during the tribulation period and at the end of the age, that these fallen angels and these demon spirits will manifest themselves to appear that they're mankind's alien saviors who've come to advance mankind to the next step, to reach quote unquote godhood. But when we look at verse 21, it talks about sorceries, which we talked about, which is pharmakia. Pharmakia is definitely playing a big part, will play a big part in this deception, this demonic, satanic deception that will take place upon the face of this earth. And then we see that people like Joe Rogan and other people like that are really pushing for psychedelic drugs to be used in society to help creativity and some other things and all. And we've done stuff on in regards to Megan Fox and her fiance, Machine Gun Kelly, going down to the Amazons and taking ayahuasca and going on these spiritual trips off these psychedelic drugs. So people are taking these drugs and it's opening them up to the spirit world. Even with Demi Lovato, I believe that's one of the things that has opened up this young lady into pursuing unidentified flying objects and having these alien encounters. She, with her drug use, and I believe she's off drugs now, but it really opened her up to the demonic realm and opening her up to deception and be a messenger of deception, thinking that she's enlightening her fans in regards to having these encounters, seeing unidentified flying objects flying through the sky and all. And it's just nothing but demonic deception that's taking place. So we have to be wise. We have to use discernment and be able to discern the signs and the times that we're living in, most definitely. And one of the things that is going to lead into this deception is the use of psychedelic drugs or just drugs in general that are mind-altering, that will open up people's into the spirit world and a doorway for demonic deception, which 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about that people who will reject the truth will be given over to a strong delusion. Now, I find it very interesting. Found an article which was done about 2 years ago, close to 2 years ago. Newsweek magazine did this article, and the title of the article, which will incorporate what we're talking about, is taking DMT can lead to experience similar to those reported by people who claim to have been abducted by aliens, study shows. In the study, it says users of the psychedelic drug DMT have told scientists that it's likely or like to encounter otherworldly beings during trips. The authors of the study published in the Journal of the Psychopharmacology learned their experiences are comparable to those people who claim they have been abducted by aliens. And what is the largest study of its kind yet? Researchers at Johns Hopkins University survey 2,561 anonymous people online who said they were encountered entities of beings which appear to be separate to themselves. And after taking DMT, the respondents had an average age of 32, and 77% were males, 85% were white. The team asked them to detail the most memorable perceived encounters with these entities. So DMT is a psychedelic, so it opens up these people into having these experiences with these entities. We've also talked about how just most in general, when people open up themselves to the psychedelic drugs and reaching an altered conscious, either they're opening up themselves to aliens or spirit guides and other things and all. And it's ironic that the messages that they do receive is very much Antichrist, very much New Age, on the most part, when they're receiving these messages, very much demonic, and is really laced with a lot of Eastern philosophies and all. You it tends to make you wonder that these entities, if they're coming from a far off galaxy, they won't diss Islam, they won't diss Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism, New Age practices, none of that. But when it comes to true biblical Christianity, they really come against that, and they really espouse a very much Antichrist message that they bring across to the people that are receiving these encounters. And we've also done things in the past in regards to this series that we've been doing, the coming alien deception, how sometimes these people, when they have these encounters, are sexually abused, which goes back to some of the things that happened in the Middle Ages, how people, and this is noted by scholars in the subject, secular scholars in the subject, note how the Middle Ages, how people would be sexually assaulted by demonic beings, succubus and incubus, demon spirits. But the article continues to go on. They conclude that the encounters with entities triggered by DMT have many similarities to non-drug entity encounters experiences. such as those described in religious or alien abductions or near-death contexts. So again, it lines up with even these drug users, people that are non-drug users who dabble or are involved in occult practices and other things and all, are open to these quote-unquote entities, which we know are demon spirits. We go on, DMT is naturally occurring hallucination found in a range of animals and plants, such as several sea sponges. It's currently illegal, the Schedule I compound in the U.S. When injected or inhaled, it quickly hits the users and affects the ranging from vivid visualization to heightened emotional state as the human body metabolizes DMT relatively fast. Users reach the peak of the high around 5 minutes after taking it and usually come down after 30 minutes, according to researchers. However, the drug can distort a person's perception of time. This time scale may not match up with their internal experience. When DMT is taken as ayahuasca brew, the high can be delayed for several hours. So we see how people are really impacted by these psychedelic drugs, impacts their perception. But again, these, it opens them up to making contact with demonic beings and putting themselves in the position to be deceived by these demon spirits and take on the spirit of Antichrist when you open up yourself to these drugs. The article goes on and says, common states, it states the following: dreaming, to psychosis, to spiritual experiences, to encounters with non-human intelligence like aliens and UFOs, the author says. But there's not enough evidence that presents the high enough levels to be confirmed, they explain. And it says past studies have shown people who take DMT can have spiritual experience or hallucinations. So it may seem like they're having hallucinations, but it's opened them up to the spiritual world where their eyes are open up to the demonic realm. So they partake of these entities that pose as aliens, and they're able to be susceptible in receiving these different messages and all. So it goes on and says, among the most vivid, intriguing, memorable, and sometimes disconcerting experience that people report after taking a high dose or inhaled of intravenous DMT are those who encounter seemingly autonomous entities or beings, the author wrote. So the higher amount that they end up taking, it end up causing them to have these experiences with these beings. So it says volunteers qualify for the study if they were over 18 and had at least one breakthrough DMT experience with a very strong psychoactive effects during which they had an encounter, seemingly autonomous, a being or an entity. If there's more than one such experience, they were asked to recount the most memorable. So it eventually opens these people up to the demonic realm and constantly opens them up to other experience and all. The article goes on and says, when asked which words they would use to describe the entity being as a guide, a spirit or a spirit guide, an alien, a helper, were most common. A smaller number used terms like an angel, which we read in 2 Corinthians that it says Satan's able to transform himself into an angel of light. Sometimes when people have these experiences with these quote-unquote alien entities, sometimes it may be reptilian, some other things and all, but sometimes it comes off as a being, a light, and it's not really light. It's somebody that's bringing darkness. But we go on and says it can be seen as elf or some type of religious personage or a plant spirit or even like a gnome or a monster or a deceased person, which we've already established. Talking about ghosts are really demon spirits also too. The Bible talks about in Leviticus not to communicate with familiar spirits. So when certain entities show up and you believe it's a deceased loved one or somebody that lived in times past, it can even be a historical figure, even former First Lady Hillary Clinton, quote unquote, her psychic, and Clinton got in touch with Eleanor Roosevelt's spirit. This was going on during Clinton being there in D.C., and Eleanor Roosevelt being, I guess, a spirit guide for Hillary Clinton and her inspiration, but that's nothing more than operating in the demonic realm. So we have to know that we are definitely living in the last days, and these are deceiving, lying, deceiving spirits. And especially as the church, most churches here in America, we preach a lot of self-help messages and other stuff, but we're not really tapping into the reality, the spiritual reality, the spiritual war that we're in the midst of that's going on, that people are turning to alternative religions. People are turning to psychedelic drugs, which this goes all the way back, which was a satanic agenda that took place where we had the counter revolution that took, cultural revolution that took place in the 1960s. People like Timothy Leary, when you study some of the writings of Timothy Leary, Leary's main goal was the destruction of Judeo-Christianity and ushering in an age of the occult and paganism by the use of LSD and other psychedelic drugs to have people more prone to pagan occult religious practices versus Judeo-Christianity. And we're seeing the actual manifestation and actually the seeds that have been sown in the 60s are now being fully manifested, because a lot of these people that were hippies and other things and all are people that are have money and power and other things and all, and even a younger generation that are in experimenting with different drugs and just, again, living in a post-modern Christian age where people are involved in the occult and New Age practices and witchcraft, or will be drawn into this deception. So these are definitely deceiving demonic spirits. I want to read a couple of accounts from Robert Oram's book on Pharmakia's, very excellent book. But one of the pages on page 562 of his book, Attack of the Aliens, it states the following. It says, many users and addicts have hallucinations of God and Satan, but demons don't limit themselves in their deception. Lately, they have taken appearing as creatures from outer space, as aliens. People on DMT, bath salts, on Flaca, frequently see aliens. People on ketamine and LSD see them fairly often as well. This is not a harmless parlor trick. Demons can use visions of aliens in the same way they use visions of God and Satan. In 2014, after taking a drug cocktail that included ketamine and cocaine, Swiss art dealer Bennett von Vertes beat his friend Alex Morgan to death with a giant candlestick because he was hallucinating that Morgan was an alien. Oram gives another account of this, having this hallucination of aliens attacking. This is Darla Hess, a mother of three from Virginia, was recently deceived this way while she was high on meth and marijuana. Heiss felt aliens invade her body and then became convinced They were going to abduct her 6-year-old daughter. Heist shot her own daughter with a shotgun to send her to heaven instead. These murders were not due to merely to overactive drug-altered imagination. They were the result of demonic deception specifically designed to make these unwitting pharmacials do exactly what they did. The creature Heist felt inside wasn't an alien. It was demonic. It was a demon pretending to be an alien. So we see how it says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And demon spirits, they love blood. They thirst for blood. They love murder, mayhem, and they're like their masters. They come to kill, steal, and to destroy, and very destructive. So people even who casually use drugs, not for just religious experience, but casual users of LSD and cocaine and marijuana and other things and all, you really begin to tap into the spiritual world where you really open up yourself for deception. So as believers in Jesus Christ, we have to be fully equipped to really be able to evangelize and really minister to the age that we live in. Is very dark, and people are very much captivated by darkness, by taking these drugs. You have like these raves that go on, primarily where people show up for these music events, for these raves, and they take drugs and just other things and all. It's a one-way ticket down the road of destruction and leading people to hell. So we have to really be able to be equipped in the Word of God and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to give people the answer, which is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we have to be able to rightly divide the Word of God. And we can't sit back in the church and say, well, that's the world. I'm waiting for the rapture to come. You know, we're living in the last days. You know, let those people go to hell in a handbasket. Some people really need to hear that message. Some people are bound by the evil one, which is the god of this world, and he's using all type of methods to keep people blinded from the glorious gospel, because Jesus said he is the way and the light. No man can come to the Father not unless they come through him. So we have to direct people to the path of salvation, which is through Jesus Christ. And that's the thing that really gets these principality scared, when you have a sure enough Bible believing church that's following the command to go and preach the gospel to the uttermost part of the earth to try to reach the lost. And once you are able to show people that they're in darkness and have them be delivered from their spiritual blindness and come to the truth, to the glorious gospel, then they're freed from this satanic demonic deception. So continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. This is the End Time Show for our End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. God bless and have a blessed day.